This morning's reading is taken from Matthew chapter 14, reading from verses 13 to 22. Jesus feeds the 5,000. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. And when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed the sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting dark. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, he answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Thanks be to God for this reading from his holy word.
The chapter that we have read from the book of Matthew is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, because it is very rich with a lot of issues. You know, I always discover some new things from this chapter whenever I go through it. As it was being read today, whilst I was sitting here, I got some revelation which I have never had. When Jesus withdrew to a lonely place using a boat, and the people followed on foot, and the Bible said he saw them and he had compassion on them. So I was just thinking, why did Jesus felt that? But however, that is not for today. I would like to begin by asking you a question. What do you do when you are at a difficult place with little resources? Time is not on your side, but with a huge problem to solve. What do you do when you are at a difficult place with little resources? Time is not on your side, but with a huge problem to solve. This story that we have read is recorded in all the 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So I am going to borrow some of the information from the book of Luke and from the book of John in order to shed more light to the sermon. So we have read that Jesus and his disciples withdrew to Bethsaida, and the crowds followed them. Jesus started teaching. He started healing the sick and doing all sorts of miracles. Meaning to say, spiritually, these people are okay, because the good news has been preached to them. And those who were sick were healed. Those who were deaf were healed. The blind received their sight. But there is a problem. The people are hungry. You know, when I grew up, I always wanted to be a politician. So one of the tricks that you are being taught in politics is that no matter how good you have done to the people, no matter how good things you do to the people, but if the people are hungry, they tend to forget whatever you have done to them before. So Jesus was aware of these things. He knew that I've preached to them, I've done all sorts of things to these people, but they are hungry. If I am to leave them to go without eating, they end up forgetting whatever I have told them. So there are two types of leadership here. But before I go to the two types of leadership, I have started by asking you a question. What do you do when you are at a difficult place? This place where Jesus and his disciples are is a desert. There is no water. The temperatures are high. It's a deserted place. Number two, they have got little or limited resources. Two fish and five loaves of bread. And the Bible goes on to say, five loaves made of barley. Why is the Bible referring to it as loaves of barley? It shows that it was poor quality bread. Quality bread by then was made from wheat. So the fish is small and the bread is of poor quality again. And number three, time is against them. It is late afternoon. So this is the huge problem which Jesus and his disciples are facing. But they must solve the problem. So interestingly, there are two types of leadership here. The Jesus type of leadership and the disciple types of leadership. Jesus saw that the people are hungry. He said to the disciples, you yourselves give them something to eat. But the disciples say, this is a deserted place. There are no shops here. Send the people away. Are you comparing the two types of leadership? The other type of leadership is saying, give them something to eat. But this type of leadership from the disciples are saying, send them away. So both Jesus and the disciples accept that there's a challenge here, but they responded differently. So the story has got two different aspects, the physical aspect and the spiritual aspect. But I like Jesus as a leader. You know, the church today is facing all sorts of problems, including the Church of Scotland. But Jesus is solving the problems nicely. First of all, he said to the disciples, before solving the problem, group the people into 50s, into groups of 50. Number one, problem solved. Problems of numbers. So if we were to do simple arithmetic here, 15 to 5,000, we get 100. So instead of solving 5,000 problems, Jesus is now solving 100 problems. Because of simple arithmetic. So some of the challenges that we're going to have as a church is we are trying to solve the problems as a bundle. Why can't we group the problems and solve the problems individually? So Jesus took the five loaves and little fish. Five loaves of bread and two fish. There comes now my turning point to the theme of today. Leave it all in the hands of Jesus Christ. the two little fish and five loaves of bread in the hands of the boy or in the hands of the disciples are nothing. But Jesus took the two little fish and five loaves of bread and possessed them, and he took ownership. Once they are now in the hands of Jesus Christ, the equation is sorted. All is finished because they are now in the hands of Jesus Christ. So he prayed and the two little fish and five loaves of bread multiplied because they are now in the hands of Jesus Christ. We have got all sorts of challenges that we may have as a church, as individuals, as families, in marriages and the like. But if we are to take all those sort of challenges and place them in the hands of Jesus Christ, he will work a miracle for us. So the little resources that we may have, if we are to keep those resources in our hands, a miracle is not going to be worked. But let us leave all what we want in the hands of Jesus Christ, and he will make work a miracle for us. I was sharing with someone today. When I came here last year, when I was preaching, I told you that I had shared with you that my family was in Zimbabwe. I couldn't afford to bring them here. So as I was greeting the people out there, someone talked to me. He said, "Tose, we heard about your family at our group meeting. We are going to pray about you. We are going to put it in the hands of God." You know, those words, on their own, it's enough. You know that my warfare is catered for by Jesus Christ. So, dear friends in Christ, the simple message today is, let us leave everything in the hands of Jesus Christ. The little fish may be little in our eyes. The five loaves of bread may be few and of poor quality in our eyes. But in the eyes of Jesus Christ, he will work a miracle from those two little resources that we have. May God continue to help us, and may God continue to give us wisdom to continue submitting to him through prayer, leaving it all in the hands of Jesus Christ through prayer. Once we tell him, let us trust him. We have told him, I always give an example that if my son Munashe comes to me and says, "Daddy, I need a tracksuit." He goes to play. He comes tomorrow and say, "Daddy, I need a tracksuit." And if he comes the next time and says, "You know, if you can sell this thing, you can raise money to buy the tracksuit. No, if you can borrow money from Jim, you can buy the tracksuit." What he is simply saying is, he's not trusting in his father. He was just supposed to say, "I need money to buy the tracksuit," and that's all. He goes to play his games, Minecraft, and everything, and leave it in the hands of his father to solve the equation, to solve the problems. So once we have left everything in Jesus' hands, we must stop to worry, because he is the Lord who answers our prayers, and he is the Lord who knows every and each one of us. May the Lord bless the teaching of his word this morning. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.